It's primary election day in Massachusetts, with the polls open until 8 tonight. The U.S. Senate candidates, 3 Republicans and 2 Democrats, are competing for their party's nomination to compete in the general election coming on June 25th. WBUR political reporter Fred Tice followed all 5 candidates on the last day of the campaign yesterday and has this roundup.
Republican State Representative Dan Winslow of Norfolk was headed for a diner in downtown Quincy yesterday morning to greet voters.
This election is wide open. I've never seen an election like this.
Winslow's campaign has been tracking voters and has found that as late as this weekend, many likely voters in the Republican primary were still undecided or willing to change their minds. Winslow hopes they break his way. Things seem to be breaking Gabriel Gomez's way. The Cohasset private equity manager was also greeting voters at a diner in Marshfield. Gomez is leading in the polls, but mindful that it's all about getting his voters out today.
We've got people back at the headquarters making phone calls on phone banks. We've got over 100 town captains that are getting other towns organized. And we're getting people ready to drive people to the polls.
Gomez has raised more money than his 2 Republican opponents, to the frustration of former U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan, who sent out an appeal for money to his supporters over the weekend, citing his impression that Gomez was ubiquitous on television. But as he visited businesses in Hingham yesterday afternoon, Sullivan pointed out the strength of his campaign.
It's a grassroots campaign that got us on the ballot. It's a grassroots campaign that's going to put us to victory.
Of all the candidates, Congressman Ed Markey has the most formidable grassroots organization, with enthusiastic organizers from the Obama and Elizabeth Warren campaigns throughout the state. Yesterday afternoon, before greeting commuters at South Station, Markey was asked how, in the wake of the marathon bombings, he expected to get people interested in this race.
I think it's important that we have people come out and participate. We are the inventors of democracy, and I think that's an important fact that I think everyone in our state is very cognizant of, and I think we're going to see a high turnout.
This has been a sleepy race. But last night at Stephen Lynch's rally in South Boston, it felt anything but. You heard union workers talking to each other with confidence about how they were going to get the vote out and win today. And the Democratic congressman from South Boston gave them the most rousing speech of the campaign. At one point, an ode to the police and fire unions on whom he's counting.
So you can rest your head on your pillow at night because you know whether you have crime on your neighborhood, or whether you have a fire on your street, or whether you have a terrorist attack on your city, those are the people that are there to protect you, our first responders.
Lynch reminded reporters that on 9/11, he won the Democratic primary in the special election for the seat he holds now. The phones were out for part of the day, and union workers went door to door to bring voters to the polls. For each of the candidates, it's all about how their teams get their voters to the polls now. Be prepared for some surprises. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.